From Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The reason the Bible Answer Man is on the air is to defend the Christian faith, proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to teach discipleship to his followers, because life and truth matter. For more information or to order equipping resources, call 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. The resource of the month, a very important resource. It is titled The Human Advantage, The Future of American Work in an Age of Smart Machines, written by our friend of the ministry, Jay Richards. He's the best-selling author of Infiltrated, Indivisible, and a book that we're also making available, Money, Greed, and God. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. Think about it. In 2016, we avoided the pleas for Bernie Sanders-style socialism. The question is, will we avoid those pleas in the year 2020, which is on the horizon? Jay Richards believes that we need to get a grip, that for many Americans, the current doldrums are as much about an imagined past or future as present pain. On most real measures, Americans are healthier, they're wealthier. Our water, our air are vastly cleaner. And our use of energy is far leaner today than was the case even four decades ago. Americans work on average 8 fewer hours per week than they did in the 1960s. Our grandparents in 1960 spent almost 18% of their income on food. Well, what about today? On average, each of us spends less than 10%. And even in the gloomy picture of 2016, the absolute and average net worth of U.S. households reached an all-time high. The bounty isn't just enjoyed by the 1%. You hear that all the time. But it's a myth. If you make at least $32,400 a year, you are in the top half of American incomes. But you are also in the top 1% of income earners in the entire world. And I think even more, we live in an age of historic innovation, innovation that has just now gotten started. In other words, we think about the good years being past and the future looking bleak, but that isn't necessarily the case. Good news is hidden under a bushel. And therefore, large majorities from the United States to Thailand to Brazil, says Jay Richards, think that the poor get poorer in countries with market economies, that socialism and capitalism now, unfortunately, as a result, have similar favorability ratings for Americans under 30. Think about that. People have the same favorability in percentage towards socialism as they do towards capitalism. It's sort of a 50-50 split. But why is that? Well, for one thing, we like harmful myths more than we like helpful truths. How often have you heard or read that capitalism is all about greed? That the American dream is out of reach for the poor? That the wealth of some causes poverty for others, or that the economy is a finite pie, that all the economic growth is now behind us, that government-run safety nets are the best solution to American poverty, that machines and the very near future are going to take all of our jobs. What's the problem here? The problem is that ignorance of history makes us dupes of demagogues, people that are in it for the short term, for their own benefit, not for the benefit of the American dream. And so today, harmful myths are crippling millions of Americans, including the myth that machines will very, very quickly replace us. These are harmful myths, and this is one of the reasons I thought, after I read Jay Richards' book, how to make it available to you. Again, it is available for your support. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. Strong artificial intelligence is this notion that machines will equal and even surpass human capacity in every single way. In fact, it's being touted by a lot of people in the highest realms of academia that they're going to become conscious entities worthy of equal, maybe even greater dignity and value than human beings. This idea of transhumanism, which says that our bodies are flawed structures and that our greatest hope is to create technology that will be so amazing that we're going to become immortal, that we will be able to upload ourselves to new hardware and leave this mortal coil behind. In many ways, it's a real hatred and a real contempt for the body that God has given us. Christians believe not just in eternal life, but in the resurrection of the body. The body in which God is going to give us is this body completely transformed. Transhumanism, and the final analysis, is a major attack on human uniqueness and human embodiedness. It's a major attack on human exceptionalism and therefore human dignity. And this is one of the reasons, by the way, that abortion is so prevalent in our culture. We no longer recognize the majesty of what happens when a sperm cell fertilizes a human egg. And as a result, today we say with great sadness in the year 2019 that the number one cause of death last year in the world was abortion. 41 million children killed before birth. That translates to a quarter of all pregnancies ended by abortion. And contrast, as we've said many times on the broadcast, is the mother of clarity. So let me give you a contrast. 41 million children killed before birth. By contrast, 8 million people died from cancer. 5 million from smoking, 1.7 million of HIV/AIDS. There were more deaths from abortion in 2018 than all deaths from cancer, malaria, smoking, alcohol, and traffic accidents combined. We're talking about a pandemic. The year 2018 also saw, and this was not noticed by a lot of people, but the repeal of Ireland's Eighth Amendment, which happened to be one of the last laws that recognized and protected the right to life of unborn children. I thought this year I would add something to the repertoire of what we do on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We usually give the quote of the day, but I'm going to also add something we'll interchange them from day to day. But the definition of the day. So sometimes it'll be the quote of the day, sometimes the definition of the day. And I think today we ought to make the quote of the day my definition, I shouldn't say the quote, but the definition of the day, my definition of abortion, which is the painful killing of an innocent human being. Painful because of the methods employed. Killing in that from the beginning, that which is terminated fulfills the criteria necessary for establishing the existence of biological life. Innocent in that a preborn child deserves protection, not capital punishment. And a human being, and that the child who is killed is the offspring of human parents with a totally distinct genetic code. We're coming up to station break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with answers to your questions. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK.
Are you worried about artificial intelligence? You're not alone. Pop culture pummels us with images of intelligent machines overtaking humans. Transhumanists believe that humans are merely machines, and that artificial intelligence is the next step in our evolution. In his new book, The Human Advantage, Jay Richards dispels these dystopian tales and explains why we should be far more hopeful than fearful about our future on account of what he calls the human advantage. To receive your copy of The Human Advantage, The Future of American Work in an Age of Smart Machines, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man.
Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org.
Smart machines are reshaping our world and our future. But these machines will never be a substitute for what Dr. Jay Richards calls the human advantage. Yet it is critical for the next generation of Christians to understand that in the future, more and more jobs will be done by smart machines, and we must plan accordingly. The new book by Dr. Jay Richards, The Human Advantage, will help you understand the increasing threat posed by artificial intelligence and show why the marvelous creation of the human mind and body can never be matched by any machine. To receive your copy of The Human Advantage, The Future of American Work in an Age of Smart Machines, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org.
Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. And I do want to say something about rewards in heaven, because this is not the subject of contemporary sermons, but it is a constant theme in the sermons of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I think as we start out the new year, we have to once again focus our minds on the significance of what will happen for all eternity. Now, if you look at the most famous sermon that Jesus Christ ever preached, in that sermon, he repeatedly referred to rewards. Remember, that's a sermon that starts out with the Beatitudes, where he says, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice, be glad, because great is your reward in heaven." And Christ continued his message by warning those who were listening, and it was a great crowd, that if they did their acts of righteousness to be seen by men, they wouldn't receive any reward in heaven. The message of Jesus Christ, therefore, as always, was crystal clear. Rather than fixate on earthly vanities, you know, the kind of vanity like the admiration of people. Instead of speaking for an audience of one, you start trying to win a popularity contest, or you try to make your ministry about prosperity or popularity or a bigger platform. No, we ought never to focus on the admiration of people. Rather, we ought to focus on such eternal verities as the approval of the Master. Jesus exhorts us to store up treasure in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. And Jesus made essentially the exact same point in his parables. I think of the parable, for example, of the talents. Here is Jesus telling the story of a man who entrusted his property to his servants before going on a long journey. Each servant received an amount commensurate with his abilities. So to one, the master gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to a third he gave only 1. So the servant who received 5 talents doubled his money, just as did the servant who received 2. But the last servant showed gross negligence, buried his master's money in the ground. And so when the master returned, he rewarded the faithful servants. He said, "Well done, good and faithful servants. You've been faithful over a few things, I'll put you in charge of many things. Come share your master's happiness." But the unfaithful servant, well, the unfaithful servant not only forfeited his reward, but he's thrown into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, I don't know that I can make any stronger point than pointing to Jesus Christ, speaking of rewards for faithful service in this world, in the world to come. But we always do want to take a look at the Bible. What does the Bible say? Well, we find in the Bible that the basis of our salvation is always the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But Christians can erect a building of rewards upon that foundation. You know, Paul made this clear. This is one of my favorite passages. You've probably heard me quote this a lot of times in the Bible Answer Man broadcast. No one can lay any foundation other than the foundation that has already been laid, that foundation being Jesus Christ. But if any man builds on that foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, or conversely, wood, hay or straw, his work is going to be shown for what it is, because the day of the Lord will bring it to light. It is going to be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what is built survives, well, then he will receive reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. So what Paul is doing in Scripture is he's illustrating the sober reality that some Christians will be resurrected with precious little to show for the time they spent on earth. They will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. And of course, I imagine this conjures up all kinds of images in your minds, and it ought to. Images of people escaping burning buildings with little more than charred clothes upon their backs, which will be the lot of even the most visible Christian leaders whose motives were selfish rather than selfless. Conversely, those who build selflessly upon the foundation of Christ, using gold and silver, using costly stones, will receive enduring reward. And so a selfless Christian layperson, one who labors in virtual obscurity, they will hear the words that I imagine all of us long to hear throughout our lives. Well done, good, faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will pour you in charge of many things. So come and share your master's happiness. Deeds are our duty, but not even the smallest act of kindness will go without a reward. Degrees of reward in eternity involve enlarged responsibilities as well as enhanced spiritual capacities. I tell a story in my book, Resurrection, I believe it is, which sort of underscores this. I had received an invitation to play Cypress Point. It's probably the most spectacular golf course on planet Earth. And, you know, the invitation to play Cypress Point was freely given, but I have seldom worked harder to prepare for anything in my whole life. So for months, I tried to beat my body into submission, which was not easy. I lifted weights. I worked on stretching exercises. I pounded thousands of golf balls, all the while dreaming of the day that I would physically experience walking the fairways of Cypress Point. Well, without the strenuous preparation, I still would have experienced the same cliffside vistas, the same breathtaking views. I still would have been able to smell the fragrance of the Monterey cypresses. I still would have been able to feel the refreshing sting of salt air on my face. All the hard work, however, added immeasurably to the experience. And that is how heaven will be. Just as a master musician can appreciate Mozart more than can an average music lover, so too my strenuous training allowed me to more fully appreciate the architectural nuances of that great golf course, Cypress Point. Well, here's the point. As phenomenal as Cypress Point is, it pales in comparison to what paradise will be. I spent one day at a golf haven. I'm going to spend an eternity in God's heaven. And therefore, it stands to reason that you and I would put a whole lot more effort into preparing for an eternity in heaven with God than I did for playing those 18 holes of golf. And that is precisely the point that Paul was driving at in one of his letters to the Corinthians. He pressed the analogy of athletics. I was just writing about that today, so it's fresh in my mind. He said, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? So run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. And therefore, said Paul, I don't run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, says Paul, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. There are degrees of reward in heaven, degrees of punishment in hell, and we ought to live our lives with those verities in mind. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. In fact, all of our week is now spent, but we'll be back next week with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. In the meantime, thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Look there for the resource of the month as well. So long for now.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. To learn more about Hank or the Christian Research Institute, just go to equip.org. Equip.org is a fountain of information and resources designed to help you defend the faith and grow in your knowledge of the truth. You can also stream the broadcast live or download archived broadcast. To talk with a resource consultant by phone, call 888-7000-CRI. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Smart machines are reshaping our world and our future. But these machines will never be a substitute for what Dr. Jay Richards calls the human advantage. Yet it is critical for the next generation of Christians to understand that in the future, more and more jobs will be done by smart machines, and we must plan accordingly. The new book by Dr. Jay Richards, The Human Advantage, will help you understand the increasing threat posed by artificial intelligence and show why the marvelous creation of the human mind and body can never be matched by any machine. To receive your copy of The Human Advantage, The Future of American Work in an Age of Smart Machines, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org.